well, shall we? Proverbs 10, 26. Let's start there. And then we will venture back into Genesis. 10:26. As you guys think about life and aspirations and things like this, this is a good one just to be mindful of. If you want to know how to get promoted to the top instantly or not at all, obey this or disobey this one. This will get you there or not there. 10:26. How many read that? Okay, like vinegar to the teeth. What does vinegar do when you put it on your teeth? It doesn't sound pleasant, does it? It makes you go, oh, like that, right? It's like when you eat sour grapes, it makes them gritty, okay? What happens when you get smoke in your eyes? You've been camping, got a whiff of campfire, what's it do? Makes your eyes burn and water. So what makes someone grit their teeth and their eyes water and burn, okay? Part B, the lazy one to those who send them. You guys ever been in a position where you needed to count on somebody, where you needed something done, and they were a crucial piece of that Jenga puzzle, and all of a sudden their piece wasn't put together and the entire plan of execution absolutely fell apart, or somebody had to scramble last minute and pick up their piece of the job or whatever? There is nothing more frustrating than leaning on someone, expecting somebody to do their job, them to tell you, absolutely, I'll take care of that. No matter how big or how small, and for them not to do it, right? We've all done it. We've been on the receiving side of someone that's done it to us, and we more than likely, if you're like me, have done it to someone else at some point in your life where you said, oh yeah, I'll take care of that, and you don't, and you realize, man, now I'm that guy, right? It's a phenomenal quality when you see someone that is the antithesis of that, that is responsible, that does take care of things. Those are the people that you want to hire, right? I think about the two different admins that we've had on board at Off the Front. Both of them were people who demonstrated incredible work ethic and responsibility as volunteers. Hey, Mike, do you ever need help with stuff around the office? Yeah, I do. Hey, can I take care of that? Give me that ginormous stack of papers that needs to be whatever, and I'll take care of it. Hey, Mike, I finished that yesterday. Do you have any work for me to do? Yeah. You know, and it's all of a sudden as a need arose and the money was there, and we started looking around for people to hire. I'm like, who do you think I want to hire? I want to hire that gal because she's been doing it for a year already, right? Whatever it may be. And both of the people that we brought on board were those type of individuals that just were faithful. I knew if I could hand them stuff, it was done. The volunteers that are part of at least my organization tend to be that way as well. There's a guy that I've been friends with for a long, long time. And when this guy says, Mike, it's done, it is done. He's one of those guys that I don't ever question. It's just taken care of. And people like that in your lives are great to have. Okay, as you guys think through in this stage of life, as you're in moving through college and seminary and moving up in careers, that's how you're going to get advancement. Okay, when you take care of business and you do what you say you're going to do, your employer is going to look at that and say, that is phenomenal. I want that guy on my team. I want that gal on my team. I want to raise them to positions of authority because they're responsible with whatever God has entrusted you with. And it may be small in terms of the piece of the puzzle, or it may feel small, or it may be big. But doing it and committing to it and letting your yes be a yes and your no be a no is a huge deal to employers, and it's going to be a big deal to you when God puts you in that seat where you get to bring other people to the table or decide who is where in whatever org chart God puts you in. And that's be it ministry, be it business, or what have you. That will be a quality that you will esteem, or it will frustrate you if it's not there, and those people will not be a part of your team or shouldn't be a part of your team. Maybe for too long, okay? So don't be lazy and irresponsible, okay? There's the nugget for the day. Thoughts on that? Anybody want to throw under the bus publicly that has been lazy or irresponsible?
I usually try to leave. Late days, I'll leave at 5:30. Look at my phone, had alarm, but I did the snooze button and pulled over. I looked at my phone, it was 5:25, and I was like,
dang it. It's just $10.
I was thinking at the same time, I don't want to be late, but then I don't want to spend $10. And then I was like, I'm going to drive 90 down.
Yeah, and I assure you, your buddy is praying that you will not be as well. So we've all been in that seat, right? So my residency year, I got stuck behind a train, and I was like, You know, just yelling at the train, go, go. You know, I was late. It was my fault. And the one morning, you know, it's this long train that's driving like 5 miles an hour on the track. And yeah, so I was late as well. I paid my money my year. So been there, done that. Yeah, so we all have those moments. So just don't let that be a characteristic that defines who you are as a person, right? Be someone that's dependable, and you'll be amazed. It's those simple things in life that exalt you. It's not your 9 degrees or your good looks or your, you know, whatever the other things that, you know, things like that. When people get a chance to see those, that is what's going to get you elevated in life. Okay, so just the simple. Okay, all right.